May the 2nd, 2010. New Zealand Pavilion at World Expo. The World Expo opened in Shanghai on May the 1st, and already the New Zealand Pavilion has been popular. It is situated very near China's pavilion. New Zealand's 2,000 square meter pavilion cost our government and sponsors $30 million. New Zealand hopes that we will increase our exports to China. We also want more tourists and students from China to come to our country. Near the gateway are screens with information about New Zealand, which visitors can download to their cell phones. Inside the pavilion is a VIP lounge where 175 businesses during the next 6 months will host functions like cocktail parties with a total of 7,000 guests. Outside the VIP lounge is a living wall, a wall of living green plants. Outside the pavilion, to entertain the crowds while they are standing in line, is a group of Maori performers and five Maori carvers who are carving the 10-meter-high wooden gateway. Already two-thirds of the carving is finished. Just inside the entrance is a very large piece of punamu, the Maori name for New Zealand greenstone. It weighs 1,800 kilograms and has water flowing over it. People can touch it. Jade has a special meaning for Chinese people as well as for New Zealanders. The rooftop garden shows New Zealand landscape. It starts up high with mountain grasses, forest with tall tree ferns, then grassland, goes past a bubbling Rotorua mud pool, and it finishes down at the sea with a beautiful beach. Beside the beach is a 12-meter-high pohutukawa tree, the New Zealand Christmas tree, in full flower. It looks real, but is actually man-made. The landscape includes a kiwi fruit vine, which was grown in China for our pavilion. Perhaps Chinese people do not know that the kiwi fruit came from China in 1903. It was called the Yang Tao, but New Zealand called it Chinese gooseberry. In 1952, we changed the name to kiwi fruit.
www.tingroom.com